In her life, when was the best time, childhood, adolescence, younger adulthood, or now, and why?
Outside your boundaries at this age, you have to think about it, you have to calculate it, you're more conservative, you miss the fun, right? So,
what you're saying is, I could have rebelled when I was younger.
Adventuring, if you will. You know, it's more, it's adventurous. You know?
Okay, next time I get in trouble, I'm going to tell you it was adventurous.
Only if it was wild.
I wasn't wild. It was, honestly, I mean, during college when I came here,
Bob was the least wild.
I had so much at stake. I wanted to work hard. I wanted to graduate. I wanted to do this. I had the burden on my shoulder, but it was only a burden for myself. Allah, at this advanced age, you have to think of your loved ones, people going to college, keep up with bills, keep up, you know all of this. But to me, it was better when we were, you know, back home. You can imagine, there you are. We had the boat for ourselves every day. We had the spear guns. We used to go fishing. You know, we dive, we shoot fish, we bring it over. We used to bring it to the YMCA, cook it there, eat it. Yeah, Little Country YMCA. We had. ethically and what I'm not. So.
Wait, in Japan?
Yeah.
There's a YMCA?
Oh.
Yes, yes.
Interesting.
What else?
Okay.
Hopefully you got what you wanted.
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah. That's good. Okay. Good answer. Who in your life has been most influential in making you who you are today?
I think you're probably getting the same answer from everybody. Most of the good decisions I made, not the
father, really?
Was her ideas. Do this. This could work better. Kind of like she encouraged me to think of the stuff that I'm not going to think about it on my own. Which is every young lady, when she gets married, I think, not impose it, but I think you young ladies, guys are passive. Ladies want stability and future. Ladies, that's what ladies want. They want stability. So they're thinking about, okay, let's quit renting. Let's buy a house. The payments we make, it's towards the house that we will own one day, and the taxes are refunded by the IRS.
Uh-huh.
Let's move out of this neighborhood. I notice blah, blah. Go buy a bigger house, we can have a bigger house, more kids, you know. That was influential. The kids, of course, I had to stop myself from doing other things because usually kids, in general, look at their parents and learn.
Yeah, true.
So, for example, Masalan, how smoking, how drinking. When I had no rest of children, the kids. I quit a lot of stuff that I used to. Like right now, just past couple of days, I had a gili, or I don't drink anymore.
Describe two words you were born.
Three things changed. Okay. My first main change was la magie à l'US. I always depended on my parents, Lebanon, and we stay at home until we get married. On I came, I became on my own. So I started working, I started making money. That changed me a lot. That made me depend on myself, getting out of the nest. And then you guys still, you know, use your daddy's credit card, you use somebody pays tuition, pay for the phone, blah, blah, blah. Back home, we didn't do a lot of work. At least we didn't feel, okay, now we're on our own. We have to make our own decisions. Right? We have to depend on ourselves. So that was a major change in my life. You need two more?
Or one more. Or if that's what you could think of, it's fine.
Of course, my command when I got married, my life, I always thought I think about myself. You get married, now you have your second half of life, which is your spouse, right? So there's loving, caring, worrying about somebody else, sharing everything you do with your loved one, right?
Right.
And the third thing is when you have your kids. Now this changes again, because first you love your wife, you buy her stuff, you open the door for her, She's everything in your life. Immediately, once you have your first kid, everybody's attention, both parties, becomes the baby. It's not top priority anymore that you open the door, you think about taking her out, blah, blah. Everything now is to keep up with children. So that made a big change, Kaman, and not only my life, and my wife's life too. Because really, I miss every once in a while, you know, dating my wife, you know? It's mashing attention, the same thing. I've noticed this a lot. يعني هلا, if we go somewhere, بلا don't open, hold on. I wanna go open the door. I enjoy, مثلا, going لنقول مثلا على لنقول warehouse. I hold her hand, we kind of like, kind of like we miss that, right? But since you have responsibilities and kids and all of this, you know, that takes all of it away. And now it's all towards the kids. So that's why sometimes they say, hey, we're bachelors again. After all the kids leave, then you're by yourself.
Yeah.
But we don't realize it. Now we're 60, damn it. Oops. So hopefully that answers your question.
It did.
Okay, good.
Okay. Are you ready?